So, Jay, you know this. Every successful business in the world, they usually have a board. They have stakeholders. They have people that sit on a board. They have counsel. They have a business advisory committee. They have something, right? Why is it that the best businesses in the world have that, but individuals don't have that for themselves? So all of us are trying to move through life and we're trying to build success and we're trying to climb. Now imagine if you had a personal counsel around you that you can go to for support that's going to support your success and that's going to support your wins. So I always say you should have 5 people on your personal board of directors. You should have the cheerleader, the person that's constantly cheering you on. You can do this. You got this. You should have the person that's your mentor. So what is it that you want in your life that you haven't achieved yet? And who in your life has already done it that you can learn from? So for me, like, let's talk about business. I'm a 7-figure business. So my mentor is not somebody that makes 6 figures. My mentor is somebody that makes like 9 figures or a $1 billion business because that's where I want to go and they've done it, right? The third person is the connector. This is the person that can make connections for you in life and whatever you need them. If you're looking for a new job and maybe you just got let go, the connector is the one that's like, oh, this job opened. I'm going to connect you here. They're helping like push you to the next step. The first person is my favorite. It's the constructive trustee. It's the person that's not afraid to put you in check. Like they're not afraid to tell you like, you're not being your best right now. You're not being a great leader. Like you need to step up your, like they push you, right? In a kind, loving way, but they're not afraid to push you, right? They're not afraid to give you that feedback. And the fifth person is the advocate. They're usually the most high stake. The advocate is usually the one that sticks their neck out for you. They're the person that goes into the company and says, hey, did you see Jay? You need to hire him. Like, he's amazing. You need to hire him as your business coach because he's going to change your life. They're the ones that are like secretly, you know, helping you evolve in a high stake way. When you're building confidence and when you're trying to push yourself forward, you have to be surrounded by the right counsel. Because I always say that people are confidence crushers. If you don't have the right people in your circle, and Jim Rohn says this, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. If you don't have the right people in your circle, they're going to crush your confidence. They're going to impact your energy and they're going to make you feel like you can't do it and you're not enough.
All right, welcome everyone and welcome to the Winner's Circle. We are going to season 3, episode 2 of the Winner's Circle. And you know how we do, you know, today we're going to, I brought a very fantastic person on the show. Of the Winner's Circle podcast. Today, we're going to uncover the secret to success, resilience, and personal growth. As you already know, I'm your host, and today we have an incredible episode lineup for you. And to be honest with you, why this episode is very important to me is the fact that we all face setbacks, whether in business, relationship, or life in general. But what separates high achievers from the rest is the ability to turn failures and rejections into stepping stones for success. So how do they do it? How can we shift our mindset to see challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for comebacks? That's a question. So I wouldn't answer that question, definitely, because I'm not an expert in that field. But I'm going to bring somebody who's going to help us break down this. And the person I'm going to bring on this show is an extraordinary guest, Nada Liner Nasruddin. Nada is not just going to break it down. I'm just going to tell you the profile of Nada for you to know who Nada is. She's the founder and the CEO of Rise Up For You. You know, not only that, she's a 2-time TEDx speaker, number 1 best-selling author. She has featured on Bloomberg, Amazon Prime TV, Canada's Global TV, and more. So let's dive into today's show. Nada, welcome to the Winner's Circle.
Thank you so much, Jay. It's an honor to be here.
All right. Thank you so much. So to kick off things, I want you to share a personal story of a significant setback you as an individual face and how you turn it into a comeback.
Okay, so we're going deep right away. So, let's do it. So just a little bit of backstory, Jay. I actually, my first career, I was a performer. So I used to tour the world internationally and do like musical theater, singing and dancing. And I did that for about 7-8 years. I loved it. I had a great time doing it. And then at one point I got to the stage where I thought, I want to do something more. I want to make a different impact through teaching and education. I realized through performing that I liked creating movement and the audience members through whatever I was doing on stage. And so that led me into a field of education. So when I was 27 years old, I became the executive of an education corporation. And I had about 200 team members under me when I was 27. And then in the evening, I was teaching at a college. So I was a professor for students at a college. And so that's what I did. Daytime executive, evening professor. And I was really living what I thought a great life. I was working a lot. I was tired, but I had a really great life. And, you know, I noticed more and more when I was in the corporate world and when I was teaching that I had a lot of team members and a lot of students that were really smart. I had team members that had PhDs, master's degrees, bachelor's, you name it. And even though they had all of these skills, they really struggled with communication, with leadership, with building a life that they were proud of. And I didn't really understand this. And then I went through my own experience. I'm now 31 years old. I've been working for this corporation. I've been a professor for this college. And overnight, I decided to resign from the company, sell the house, get rid of all of, you know, my toys. I lived on a lake, get rid of my car. And I moved out of the country with only two luggage for an opportunity. And after just 4 weeks, I lost everything. I went from a six-figure executive to $100 in my account and two luggage. That was it. I got back on a plane and I was bawling. I was crying. I was confused. I had no idea what had happened to me. And I was pretty embarrassed because I was a very educated woman and individual. And I kept thinking, like, how did I get myself into this position and make a decision where now I have $100? I have $100. I have no job. I have no car. I have no house. I have two luggage worth of clothing. And that was basically it. So I get back on this plane and I'm bawling and I'm crying. And I don't really know what my next step should be. And my father came to me in my dream, Jay, when I was on the plane because I was crying so much I fell asleep. My father died when I was 27 years old. So he's never seen me do anything other than be a performer. He's never seen me be a professor or an executive. He came to me in my dream and he said, Netta, everything you need is already inside of you. You just have to rise up for you. So if you look at the book behind me, it's called Rise Up For You. The company that you mentioned is called Rise Up For You. So I got back to California and I didn't really know what to do or how to do it, but I just believed in Rise Up For You. I just kept hearing this phrase from my dad, Rise Up For You, Rise Up For You, Rise Up For You. So I decided to double down on myself. Even though I lost everything, I thought, okay, what do I have? I have my mind, I have my body, I have my health, and I believe in myself. And so I decided to build a business. I've never built a company before. I don't know anything about entrepreneurship. I don't have a degree in business, but I decided that I was going to build Rise Up For You. No idea what it is, but I'm just going to build it. After about 3 months of building Rise Up For You, 3 to 4 months, my second parent, my mother, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer out of nowhere. I built Rise Up For You out of a hospital. I took showers at the 24-hour fitness. I would go back across the street to the hospital. I would open up my laptop. How do you build the business? What do people need in the world? What's a podcast? Who's Tony Robbins? And in my darkest time of life, I was building. 9 months later, my mother passed away, my second parent. So I'm now 31 years old. I've lost everything. I have no money, heartbroken, full of stress, no car. And both of my parents, who are the most important people to me, I had to bury all before I was turning 32 years old. That was by far, and still to this day, the darkest time in my life. But I will tell you that there's certain things that help people get back up from a setback. Right? Or when you're at your lowest, you have two options. You either stay down or you decide to make a comeback and to overcome the challenges. In that moment after my mother died, I was standing in the closet, cleaning out the closet because I'm the only girl. So I inherited, you know, her purses, her jewelry, whatever. And I just remember thinking in that moment, what does it mean to build a life that you're proud of? What does it mean to build a life that you're proud of? And what are the skills and the tools that are going to help me get there? And that's what I started to double down on. And I'm happy to share what some of those things are.
That's a very powerful personal story.
Hello, listeners. I want to take a quick moment to share an incredible opportunity for anyone looking to take their businesses to the next level. So if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed by the challenges of running a business. Most businesses need help right now to navigate out of all this mess, all this hullabaloo. So I'm going to recommend you to check out Point of View Consulting. They are based in New York City, and they specialize in offering expert guidance tailored specifically to your needs. One of the things I like about them is their team. They have a lot of team members, and they're dedicated to helping businesses of all sizes, whether you're small, whether you're medium, whether you're large. They will help you identify your strengths and weakness. They will also develop effective strategies. For my listeners, or for the listeners of the Winner Circle podcast, you can get 30% off your first consultation by using the code Winner Circle Podcast when you sign up. So whether you're a startup or you're an established company, Point of View Consulting, they offer personalized services that can help you align your objective with practical solutions. So if you're ready to unlock your business potential, you need to visit www.pointofviewconsultingimc.com and use the code Winner Circle Podcast for your special discount. So don't miss out on this chance to work with the industry expert who can provide the support you need to thrive. So I'm just going to say it again. Go to www.pointofviewconsultingimc.com. When you get there, use the code Winner Circle Podcast. When you contact them, tell them Jay from Winner Circle Podcast sent you, and use the code Winner Circle Podcast for 30% off your first consultation. So take this step towards a success today. All right, see you next time.
Yeah.
How can people shift their perspective to see a setback as an opportunity? You know, you said something that your dad told you, that everything you need is inside of you. So how can they see that as an opportunity?
Yeah, everything within the company, we teach four major things: self-confidence, emotional intelligence, transformational leadership, and influential communication. But for me, my number one deep passion, for me, everything comes back to self-confidence. Self-confidence is one of the biggest challenges for professionals around the world. Every year, my team and I, Jay, we ask anywhere between 4,000 to 5,000 people what their number one challenge is. 83% say self-confidence. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because oftentimes people are afraid to fail. People are afraid of failure. They're afraid of not belonging. They're afraid of rejection. And all of those things come back to self-confidence. And so when an individual doesn't feel confident within themselves, their capacity to take risk, their capacity to take action, and their capacity to communicate becomes hindered. It becomes blocked. So I always say that here's action, right? And here is the behavior, where the behavior is usually blocked by a wall of resistance. And so action never happens. And so in order for somebody to see a failure as a good thing, I always say that failure is research to success. Scientists spend their entire life failing, right? They keep trying algorithms, they keep testing things, they keep researching, and most of their career is failing. And then maybe one day they find one equation, one algorithm, one hypothesis that actually worked, that solved something. But scientists don't give up. They just see it as research to success. Now imagine as individuals, if we looked at the lens the same way, if every time we failed, we dissected it. We said, okay, I failed. Why did I fail? What happened? What can I do better? And now we use it as research for the next opportunity that comes along. But when you struggle with self-confidence, you're afraid of that because you have identified and you have created a persona that's based off of external things, external factors. So I talk about this in my book, Jay. We have micro confidence and we have macro confidence. And this is very confusing out online and with many other influencers. And I think that there's an explanation online that doesn't serve that I want to rewrite. People are confusing confidence for self-confidence. It's two different things. Confidence is when you build confidence in a thing, a skill, a category, a competency. I'm confident as a speaker. You're confident as a podcaster. I'm confident when it comes to podcasting, whatever it is. I'm confident as a singer when it comes to this thing. But all of those things exist outside of you. And that's called micro-level confidence. The problem with micro-level confidence is that it can and it will inevitably change. So let's say one day, God forbid, I lose my voice. Well, I'm no longer going to have confidence in podcasting, in speaking, in singing, because the very thing that is going to allow me to do that has gone away, right? And the problem is that a lot of people attach their identity and their self-worth to micro-level confidence. But when micro-level confidence goes away, their whole identity comes crashing down and their value as a person and their self-worth becomes non-existent. And what we really want to build is a macro-level confidence, which is an inner belief that you are enough, period. Which is a belief that perfectionism prevents you from your potential, which is a belief, just like we're talking, Jay, that failure is research to success. Failure is not your identity. And once people can start building that macro level confidence, they can start to get more comfortable with the fact that, hey, I made a mistake. Hey, I didn't reach my goal. Hey, I failed. And now what can I do as a person to hit the mark next time?
Is it the same thing as self-confidence or confidence itself?
Yes, it's connected. And so self-confidence is an inner belief in yourself. It's a trust in your ability, right? It's that inner intuition. I like to say it's the relationship that you have with yourself. And in all of those things that I just mentioned, there's always a conversation that's happening between you and yourself. So if your self-talk is bad, then you struggle with self-confidence. That means that you don't believe in yourself. You don't trust yourself. You don't have the intuition within yourself, the relationship that you have with yourself. And eventually the relationship is going to erode. So let's use the example of a romantic relationship, right? You have, let's say, a man and a woman, and let's say they love each other and they have this relationship. But the more that they talk bad to one another, the more that they put each other down, the more that they have poor conversations and poor talk, what happens? The relationship erodes, they lose trust, they start to kind of break apart, and then it creates this whole toxic cycle. The exact same thing happens with yourself. The more you talk bad to yourself, the more you disrespect yourself, the more you say, I can't, you know, I'm not good enough, it starts to erode the inner core of who you are. And you start to get crippled in life when it comes to taking action, building a life that you're proud of, you know, making money, building your career, whatever it is, you start to become crippled as an individual.
Yeah, that makes proper sense. So, but I'm also taking a look at it this way, because, you know, as an individual, you know, as a strong-minded person with good confidence and all that. So how do you handle self-doubt, especially in moments when they come back, you know, seems almost impossible. You've tried everything you can, you talk to yourself, and it's impossible. So how do you handle that?
Well, this is where emotional intelligence comes in, Jay, because everybody has self-doubt. That's normal. I have self-doubt. So even neuroscientists say that you have anywhere between 6,000 to 12,000 thoughts a day. Okay. Some science says you have 70,000 thoughts a day. So there's some debate there. But the point is you have a lot of thoughts. Research also shows that about over 80% of your thoughts are negative, over 80%. And that's across the human condition. So the goal is not to get rid of the self-doubt, because that's part of being a human being. I do this every day and I still have like thoughts in my head. The goal is to manage it so that it doesn't cripple you, so that it serves you instead of sabotages you, right? So the goal is to be able to, again, have that conversation with yourself, that when something comes in your mind that says, hey, you're not good enough, that the other side of Netta can say, you know what? That is not a thought that I'm going to entertain. I'm going to take action anyway. Despite the thought that I have, I'm going to move forward anyways. Despite the thought that I have, I'm going to believe in myself anyway and take action. So it's really about managing the self-doubt so that the behavior doesn't crush you. And a lot of times people believe everything they think, even when it comes to themselves. They have a thought that they're not good enough, and then they believe it, and then they never take action. They never build the business they want. They never raise their hand in a meeting, even though they have something to say. They never ask their leader for the promotion, even though they know they can do it and they really want to. And so the key here is to be able to coach yourself to manage the thoughts that you have so that it doesn't sabotage your success and your ability to move forward in life.
So for people who are just joining us today, we have a great leader of thought, CEO of Rise Up For You, Nada Lehner, right here. So if you're just joining us, The topic is turning setbacks into comebacks. If you have any questions and all that, you can always put it on the comment buttons. We are working with our technical team to be able to have people calling, doing live shows and all that. So, but if you have any questions, just put it in the comment section for now. On YouTube, on Facebook, and all the platforms we are in. So we'll be able to have it in a unified way. We'll be able to ask her. These informations are very important to help you, you know, overcome self-doubt. So now, moving forward, I've thought about something. Are there any specific habits, you know, because most coaches, I'm a business coach myself, and most coaches, they talk about habits and routines. So is there any specific habits or routine that can help individuals maintain motivation, especially when they just have a setback?
So
I would love you to share with me.
Yeah, I'll share. I always like to share what I did when I was at my lowest, right? Because if it worked for me, I firmly believe it can work for anybody. So the first thing I'll say is it doesn't matter like what your religion is, what your background is, you have to have faith in something other than yourself. So for me, when I went through all these setbacks, I have a very strong faith in God and the higher being, and I always showed gratitude. I always showed gratitude for something that was beyond me. Even when my parents died, I always said, thank you, God, for the amazing parents that I was gifted, right? I want more time with them, but thank you for the quality of parents that I had. I had the best parents in the world. Like, they were amazing. I'm one of the few people that can actually say that. So I always had a sense of gratitude. Even in my darkest time, I always said, thank you, God, for this. I always prayed. I always came back to my faith because it's bigger than me, right? It's beyond Ned and Ashley. And that's the first thing. The second thing is that even till this day, you have to create space for yourself. You have to create time every single day just for you. How are you going to build the relationship with yourself if you're not with yourself? It's the same thing, again, in a romantic relationship with your kids. How do you build the relationship with your romantic partner or with your kids if you don't spend time with them? The same concept applies to yourself. And I understand there's a lot of people that will say, hey, well, I'm too busy to spend time with myself. I have to wake up in the morning. I have to feed the kids. I have to make their lunch. Then I go to work. Then I come home and I have to take care of the kids again. Then I'm with my husband and my wife and whatever it is. And I always say that busy blocks your blessings. Tell me one person in the world who's not busy. Tell me one person in the world who doesn't have a ton of stuff that's going on. And you and I know, Jay, that that's never going to stop. Like, as you get older, as you build your career, like, there's always going to be a ton of stuff to do. But the ones that become super successful, the ones that build a life that they love, are the ones that realize that busy blocks your blessings, and it's a priority and it's choices that you're making, right? I have a husband. I have 3 kids. I run a business. I have, you know, 17 team members. I have the same thing as everyone else, but I do not compromise certain things that are going to help me be my best. And so every day I spend anywhere between 30 to 90 minutes with myself, by myself. You know, I tell my husband, hey, I'm going to go read, or I'm going to go work out. I need to spend time. And he's like, got it. Like, it's a non-negotiable, because if I can't build the relationship with myself, how am I going to be a good wife? How am I going to be a good leader? How am I going to be a good anything? And so it's really critical that you spend some time by yourself with yourself so that you can build confidence. And so you have the capacity and the relationship that you need with yourself. That's the second thing. The third thing I would say is I always talk about building your personal board of directors or building your personal council. So Jay, you know this, every successful business in the world, they usually have a board. They have stakeholders, they have people that sit on a board, they have council, they have a business advisory committee, they have something, right? Why is it that the best businesses in the world have that, but individuals don't have that for themselves? So all of us are trying to move through life and we're trying to build success and we're trying to climb. Now imagine if you had a personal council around you that you can go to for support, that's going to support your success and that's going to support your wins. So I always say you should have 5 people on your personal board of directors. You should have the cheerleader, the person that's constantly cheering you on. You can do this. You got this. You should have the person that's your mentor. So what is it that you want in your life that you haven't achieved yet? And who in your life has already done it that you can learn from? So for me, like, let's talk about business. I'm a 7-figure business. So my mentor is not somebody that makes six figures. My mentor is somebody that makes like nine figures or a $1 billion business because that's where I want to go and they've done it, right? The third person is the connector. This is the person that can make connections for you in life and whatever you need them. If you're looking for a new job and maybe you just got let go, the connector is the one that's like, oh, this job opened, I'm going to connect you here. They're helping like push you to the next step. The first person is my favorite. It's the constructive trustee. It's the person that's not afraid to put you in check. Like they're not afraid to tell you like you're not being your best right now. You're not being a great leader. Like you need to step up your, like they push you, right? In a kind, loving way, but they're not afraid to push you, right? They're not afraid to give you that feedback. And the fifth person is the advocate. They're usually the most high stake. The advocate is usually the one that sticks their neck out for you. They're the person that goes into the company and says, hey, did you see Jay? You need to hire him. Like, he's amazing. You need to hire him as your business coach because he's going to change your life. They're the ones that are like secretly, you know, helping you evolve in a high stake way. When you're building confidence and when you're trying to push yourself forward, you have to be surrounded by the right counsel. Because I always say that people are confidence crushers. If you don't have the right people in your circle, and Jim Rohn says this, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. If you don't have the right people in your circle, they're going to crush your confidence. They're going to impact your energy and they're going to make you feel like you can't do it and you're not enough.
So the right people are very, very important. As a matter of fact, the last word you talked about, Coach, you know, the season three, episode one, we spoke about Coach, the importance of having a coach.
Absolutely.
Is very, very important. And also a mentor. And number one, you talked about faith also. Faith is very important. And I'm going to tell you, this is super great. And everybody needs to follow this. It's very, very important. Like I said, this show, if you're just joining us, just understand the fact that you need to, as you're done watching live, you need to watch the recorded version, which is going to be on YouTube much later. And it's going to be on Apple Podcast, going to be on Spotify and every podcast platform. So you need to watch this. Season 3, episode 2 should be one of your favorite if you're really trying to build your life coming from a setback. So I'm going to ask you, Leonard. Now, and I love your point, are very valid and powerful. So what's one piece of advice that you give someone, you know, because you have quite a number of people watching this show, we're going to listen to it much later, somebody who just faced a major failure, maybe just lost businesses, you know, a lot of businesses dies, and they're like, you know what, I'm done with business. I'm just going to go look for a job. Some people will never recover from this. And that's the honest truth. They'll be like, oh my God, I'm a failure. I can never recover from it. So what advice would you give somebody that is in the same situation? You followed your dream and you left and it was a major failure as at then, and they don't know how to move next. What is one piece of advice that you give to someone?
Well, the advice that I give to myself that I use a lot is asking myself why. I always say question yourself like you would question a politician. Right. When a politician or somebody or whoever it is up front, usually we question a lot. We're like, why are you doing that? Why did you think that? What's happening here? Show me the proof. Right. We do all these things. I say the same way you would question, a teacher, a politician, whatever. Question yourself. Keep asking yourself why. Keep asking yourself, tell me more. So, for example, let's say, you know, God forbid I lost everything again. The question I would say, OK, why did I lose everything? Then the next question is, why do I feel this way? Well, I can't get back up. I can't do this. I already did it once. Why do you think you can't get back up? What's going to happen if you don't? What will happen if you do? Keep throwing questions at yourself, because when you do that, what you're really doing is coaching yourself through the process of the mind. You're trying to understand your own thought process. And before you know it, you've coached yourself out of a situation to then move forward. But you have to ask yourself all of those questions. Why did I behave that way? Why did I miss the mark? Why did the business fail? What do I do from here? What will happen if I do this? What's the worst case scenario? Keep questioning yourself like no other until you can get to a space where you understand who you are, what your value is, and what your next step is.
Now, looking at what you have accomplished as the CEO of Rise Up For You, TEDx speaker, transforming lives, Nader, what has been the most rewarding part of your journey? in helping others turn their setback into their comebacks?
Well, there's a couple things. There's like a personal reward and then there's an impact reward. So from a personal perspective, the most rewarding is the process. You know, the outcome is great, but the outcome is like a one-time feeling, right? It's like, I did the TED Talk. I launched the book. It's really just a day of celebration, right? But what's more rewarding is the process that of me learning that got me there. So for example, the book that you see behind me is a number one bestseller. But it's not that the number one bestseller is what I'm proud of. What I'm proud of is that I wrote the book by myself. I self-published the book. I didn't go through a publisher. We still managed to be number one bestseller when it launched. And we haven't lost any money on it. And we have a ton of reviews and a ton of people that message me that say they love the book. So it's not that it's the number one bestseller. It's all the work that was done that I had to learn. I had to learn how to write a book. I had to learn how to publish it. I had to learn how to, you know, print it and do all these things. And I'm like, oh, like that process has paid off. That's what is exciting for me. The website, even till this day, Jay, the website that you see, I built. Now, I don't do it anymore because I have a team, but the original website that if you go to riseoffree.com, I built that website when I had no money and a team of one, which was just me. And so even now when I go to the website, now we have a team that's updating it and stuff. But even now I'm like, oh, I built this website. Like I created it and I don't know anything about building a website. I learned. So those are the things that I'm really proud of is like the learning process. And I'm also proud of the fact that we're able to inspire people. Everything that we're doing is bigger than me. It's bigger than the team. And I've always believed, even before I built the company, that our goal on this planet is to elevate the human condition. And everybody has their own unique way of doing that. And they have to find that. They have to find what's my way of elevating the human condition while I'm here on this planet. So I'm proud of the fact that I've been able to create something that is bigger than me, that now I have a team and we have clients. Some clients don't even know my name. They don't even know who I am, Jay. They've never met me, right? But they're being impacted in the Middle East. They're being impacted in South Africa, in Germany, all over the world. They're being impacted. And it's something that's not just tied to Netalina Nasruddin. That's something I'm proud of.
That's something to be proud of. So one thing I also see in your profile and things I've noticed, you know, the fact that working, you know, being the CEO of Rise Up for you, you know, you're quite tough. It's not easy to, you know, be able to, you know, go through all that and also still be able to understand the fact that, you know, you are one person who is 1,000 people in one person. That's your personality. You are so powerful. And a lot of people should learn from you, people that want to reach out to you. So I see that you've worked with thousands of professionals and entrepreneurs. Can you share a powerful comeback story from someone you've coached? You don't have to say the name. So maybe somebody can actually grab from there and say, okay, this is what I'm going through. I need to talk to Lena.
Yeah, absolutely. So most of the clients that I coach today and my team coach are either in the professional space already. So they are in the workforce, they're executives, they're leaders. And then every now and then we'll get individuals that unfortunately lost their job or something of that sort. And they're, you know, they're trying to transition. So one story that I can share in particular is with a lady that I worked with that was pretty high performing, she was in a high position at a big company. And for some reason they eliminated her position. They let her go. So she was completely devastated. She was like, oh my gosh, I was this big executive and like I made all this money and all of a sudden I got fired. Like I got let go. And so she lost a lot of confidence and she needed to like go find another job. And so she came and she coached with us. I happened to coach her. And after 3 months of working together, she landed a really high position as an executive for a Fortune 5 company through our coaching. I helped her through all the interviewing processes, but more important was the confidence externally and internally that helped her. So when she came to me, she was completely demolished. And by the time she finished with me, she was like, I got the job. She said, I used everything you taught me in coaching, everything. I used all of the stuff that you taught me in coaching in the interview and I got the job. And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you why. And it was certain things like how to speak with influence, how to wear certain colors that are bright, that bring out a positive energy. All of these soft skills, you know, the emotional intelligence, the confidence that we don't think about, they make up 85% of your success. And so when we're coaching somebody, that's what we're working on, is the skills that make up 85% of your success that most people spend 0% of their time, money, and energy on, right? And that's why we always say that when we work with somebody, or when we do coaching, or even when I'm talking, if you really invest in yourself and you commit, you will become one of the top 10% in the world. You'll become a top 10% performer. You'll build the life that only the top 10% have. What I always say is happy, healthy, wealthy, sexy, wiser. You can have a life where you can have it all, but you just have to tap into those skills. And so that's one small story of somebody that came completely demolished and within 3 months was now an executive of a huge Fortune 5 company and still works there today.
You need to tap into the energy, which is great. So now, you know, you talked about somebody losing a job, and, you know, it just occurred to me that, okay, do you know that right now we have the AI right now? AI is taking over. So how can AI help people, you know, when it comes to, you know, self-development, you know, using AI as, you know, as a tool for self-development? And also, how can you also get into the trend so that AI does not take your job?
Yeah, I love this question, because I firmly believe, you know, I firmly believe that everything that we teach at Rise Up For You is not going to go anywhere. It's only going to become more important in a world of AI. AI is a beautiful thing. I use AI every single day. But here's what I will tell you. If you don't build the soft skills and the emotional and social intelligence as soon as possible, you will get replaced by AI. Because the thing that's not going to be replaceable by artificial intelligence is empathy. It's communication. It's coaching. It's mentorship. It's building a business. It's critical thinking. A lot of the things that we need as a society today are human-based. They're human-based. They're not technical. Artificial intelligence is going to replace a lot of technical capabilities. I mean, they already have artificial intelligence and robots that can replace a doctor, the technical aspects of a doctor, right? But what it's not going to replace is your ability to go in front of an audience and motivate them to take action. It's not going to replace your ability to communicate and to speak and to teach and to mentor, to pivot, to have ideas, to innovate. At the end of the day, we still need human beings to create the AI, to create the innovation. And so I always say that if you don't want to be replaced by artificial intelligence, you have to start investing in emotional and social intelligence now so that you can be competitive.
So you need to invest in yourself also. I'm just going to put this analogy also. I drive a Tesla. You know, I have a Tesla. And if you are going from point A to point B, although right now they're burning Tesla, I'm like, no, please don't burn my Tesla, please.
Don't do that, everybody.
Just leave my car. I like the car. I don't care about the political whatever in it. I like the car, because driving to Maryland.
Smart car.
Driving down to Maryland from New York the other day, I'm like, you know, I put the address there. Just imagine I have the Tesla and I'm trying to go to Maryland, and I just start the Tesla, put it on FSD, full supervised driving. It's just going to be driving to nowhere. So that's where it's important to also have an idea. Where do you want to go? Then AI is going to help you do it easily.
Can help you.
So just imagine I'm trying to go to Maryland and I get into my car. It doesn't know where I'm going to. AI doesn't know where you're going to, right? And you put drive me to where? So when you put your destination, then FSD goes turn right, turn left, turn right. It goes left. It goes to this place. And sometimes, you know, they have this camera up there. If you're pressing your phone, it tells you, no. Put your hands on the steering. I want to see you. I want to see you drive. I want to see you. You don't drive, but just keep looking, just in case if I make mistakes. So you need also to be part of the, you know, the resources.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, if you're using whatever the tool you're trying to use, you need to also work on yourself as an individual.
Yeah.
You know, so
absolutely.
If you're going to use any tool to make it easy, you need to work yourself. You need to also, you need individuals, you need people, you need to, you know, get, read good books that's going to help you.
Yes.
You need to, you know, pay for coaching, go for a coaching program. You know, I tell people, like, if somebody's going to offer me free coaching, I'm not going to take it, unfortunately. I'd rather pay for it, because I know that I'm actually
committed.
Putting something into something. I'm committed. Because sometimes when you get something free, sometimes
you don't value it.
Sometimes. So when you put a value on something, you know, that's why when you buy a Ferrari, you could sell Ferrari for maybe $100,000 or something like that. But guess what? They're going to put it like, there are some Ferraris they sell one of one.
Yeah.
800,000 or something.
Yeah.
You know, there's a price on it.
Yeah.
The production cost could be maybe $100,000.
Yeah.
But they're going to put it right there.
Yeah. And I always say, like, so there's two points that I want to make. I always say, and John Assaraf said this as well, there's a difference between being interested and being committed. Okay, interested could be just a thought. It's like, oh, I have free coaching. Okay, cool. Like maybe that's a cool idea. Maybe I'll use the free coaching. It's just a thought. It doesn't require action. Interest does not require action. Committed requires action. It requires you to show up, to be consistent, to do it over and over and over again so that you can get the result. Most people are interested. The top 10%, they're committed. They're committed to whatever it is they're going to do. The second thing that I want to make about artificial intelligence is that when you grow your emotional intelligence and your confidence and your social intelligence, you can actually optimize artificial intelligence to serve you. So I'll give you a practical example of what I did last week. I'm a business owner. I went to ChatGPT. I'm training ChatGPT, right? My team and I use it all the time. I said, okay, you know who I am. I'm Netta. I run the company Rise Up For You. These are the top three challenges we have right now in our company when it comes to scaling. I want you to create a business advisory made up of Tony Robbins, Leila Hormozi, Alex Hormozi, John Bezos, and Elon Musk. And I want you to study Rise Up For You and give me a full report from these five business mentors on what we need to do strategically to scale. It whipped out the most amazing plan. And it told me, okay, Elon Musk would do da ba 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 ba. Leila Hormozi would do da 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 da. And it just whipped out a complete strategy from their perspective as business owners and influencers online. And I was like, I actually got some good stuff. I'm like, oh, we should try that. And so that's an example of where my emotional intelligence and my ability to like pivot was able to tap into artificial intelligence to serve us on a different level.
Hey, winners, as we continue our journey together today, I want to share something truly special with you. Over the years, I've had the privilege of coaching countless business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, guiding them to achieve breakthrough results and unlocking their full potential. So I'm opening up just 4 slots for my monthly business coaching program. That's right, 4 slots. After being fully booked for the past 3 years, if you're ready to elevate your business with personalized guidance, proven strategy, and a supportive community, I'm here to help you navigate challenges, refine your vision, and achieve your goals. So if you're committed to taking your business to the next level, I want to hear from you. Reach out to me directly at jay@winnercirclewithj.com and discuss how we can work together to build the future your business deserves. So don't wait. This is your moment. Join Winner Circle and let's embark on this transformative journey towards success together. And now let's dive back into today's episode.
That's powerful. Now,
try it, Jay. Try it.
I'm gonna take a look at that. Are there any books or resources you're gonna recommend on this particular, you know, discussion today for personal growth?
Yes. So I'll recommend a few. Some of them are ours and some of them are not. The first book that changed my life when I was at my lowest was called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. I think everybody should read that book, especially if you're in business, because it talks about ego and it talks about the ability to detach from an outcome, but still stay motivated. So that's my one recommendation. The second thing is that if anything resonated today in our conversation, for example, self-confidence or emotional intelligence, then go to Rise Up For You and get the Rise Up For You book on self-confidence or the emotional intelligence book. We have 2 number one best-selling books. One is emotional intelligence and one is the one on self-confidence called Rise Up For You. So if any of those 2 topics are something that you really want to focus on, and I highly recommend you do, those 2 books have proven methods that we've used around the world that can support you.
Right, that's great. So do you have any final words of wisdom? Because your words are filled with wisdom. For those who are currently facing setbacks and need encouragement right now,
I would say don't let your pain go to waste. All of us, life does not discriminate. It doesn't matter who you are, what your ethnicity is, what your race is. All of us go through the life experience. We have heartbreak, we have death. We're all going through the same. My words to you is don't let that pain go to waste. Use it as fuel for growth. The greatest tragedy is wasted human potential. That does not need to be your story.
So don't just waste your life.
Don't let your pain go to, like, when you have pain, that's an energy. Use that energy to do something positive.
Yes. Yes. It's very important. Don't not waste your life. Just make sure, you know, you write a story. You have nothing to lose at the end of the day. So just make sure you convert, you know, whatever your failure is to a tool for success.
Yes, absolutely.
So where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about Rise Up For You?
Yeah, thank you, Jay. So you can go to riseupforyou.com. And also we're on every single social media outlet, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, at Rise Up For You, completely spelled out. If you go to riseupforyou.com and you go up to the top, there's a button that says free resources. If you click on that, we have free quizzes on confidence, free quizzes on emotional intelligence. We have free courses on confidence and emotional intelligence. You can take them completely free. And then you can also connect with me, Nedalina Nasruddin, on LinkedIn or Instagram. I do my own social media. So if you send me a message, I will be the one to respond.
All right. That's great. So for the listeners, I know we have time spent. I might see some questions, but because of time, we'll just move. You can always send, you know, you can send a message directly to Nader. So if today's conversation, if it inspires you, I just don't want you to just sit down and think things is just gonna change. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a step. You need to make a shift of your mindset. You need to have your own comeback story so that I have to get to interview on this show on the long run. I want to hear your story. It's very important to me. So make sure you take action. Don't just procrastinate and think something's gonna happen. So as you're watching this great discussion with Nader Leaner, I wanna ask you one thing. Make sure you subscribe to the Winner's Circle podcast on all platforms. Maybe you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
LinkedIn.
We are almost LinkedIn. We have like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Listening Notes. I can't mention maybe like more than 20 channels, different channels. So wherever you watch this or you listen to this, because some are audio, just make sure you just click on the subscribe button and also, you know, give us a feedback because we want to bring in more interesting people. We just want to be sure that we are doing something right. So, and thank you for today. And I want to say thank you to you, Lena, for joining us and, you know, sharing a powerful insight on resilience and turning setback into comeback. Because this is one of the show for me in this season 3, something powerful on this show. I'm also going to love to bring Lena back, hopefully in this season 3 before we end the season 3, so we can talk more about other part of what they do at what she does at Rise Up For You. And so I just want you to understand for our dear listeners that remember, setbacks are not the end of the story, no matter what happened. It's just a beginning of a stronger, wiser, and more successful you. So make sure you never give up. When you give up, you fail, you lose. So if you found this episode valuable, just like I said, make sure you leave a review and share with someone who needs to hear this story. You know, maybe somebody going through something, you know, somebody going through, you know, business failure, whatever. If you know somebody who is going through a setback, this video, make sure you share to them, let them listen to it, and let them give them a comeback. And probably they can reach out to Nader too, and she can also help them navigate. So until next time, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and as always, stay in the winner's circle. Don't leave the winner's circle. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.